It's the new year, and we welcome in Bridget Finke. And Bridget, our resident attorney with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And Happy New Year.
To you, too.
Good. Look like you survived your office New Year's party pretty well.
I wish.
Don't we all? Hey, as we get into the new year, Bridget, we've talked over the past few years about all kinds of things with this estate planning, but things always pop up. And let me ask, is there any way to cover everything in an estate plan? I mean, there just seems like so many things. You get the kids all involved, and all of a sudden one of them says, I really don't want a farm. I'm going to get out. You know, how can you anticipate to cover something like that so that the farm, the kids that stay in, will get more for their sweat equity, so to speak, in the farm, where the one that's getting out is compensated appropriately as well? Yeah. I mean, how do you cover everything? I mean, there's so many unanticipated things.
Sure. Well, I think kind of just from a large scale perspective, kind of two things to keep in mind, and I tend to talk about these as the disaster plan and the transition plan. So the disaster plan is mom and dad are gone tomorrow. How are these assets, you know, getting divvied up? How is that all handling? So that's really the estate plan piece of it for mom and dad. But then that transition plan often is more about business planning, right? So maybe we formed an LLC, and hey, maybe you formed an LLC really quick at the end of the year and just got your name and didn't do any of the controlling documents. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We got a little bit of time probably before you're back in the fields. You know, this is a good time of year to deal with this business stuff. But doing the planning on the business level for what happens if somebody dies? What happens if somebody gets disabled?
Somebody gets married. Somebody leaves. Just so many things can happen.
Exactly.
That's what I say. It's got to be hard to consider everything.
Yeah. So the document that deals more with that on the business side of things, I generically call a buy-sell agreement. And depending on what kind of entity you have, if you have a corporation, it might be called a stock transfer agreement or a stock restriction agreement. Or if you've got an LLC, it may be something talking about membership. So it kind of doesn't matter so much what the title is at the top of the paper, but it's how do we do this orderly in and out of the business? And even though we cover that death piece, basically, we can still kind of control on the business level. So let's say your plan says all your assets go to your spouse. And the other owners in this business say, I do not want to be in business with, you know, the other owner's spouse. On a business level, we can say, hey, you can do what you want with what you're due to get out of this. But we're from a business perspective going to say, we're only okay with you passing along the ownership to a lineal descendant, so that means blood, not marriage, who's actively involved in the business, and define that. But if not, if you're going to give it to somebody else, they're going to get bought out. And here's the terms on which they're going to get bought out. So it's kind of two different levels of control. Each individual owner has the right to say where they want their piece of the pie to go. But on the business level, we can say, how do we determine that piece of the pie? How do we come up with that value? How do we decide when you get paid out? And so that's all things that you can control on the business level, independent of what's happening with each owner's individual estate plan.
How flexible can this thing be? Because, again, there are just so many scenarios we could run into. Mm-hmm. And if we do have something that maybe not a major change, but even a moderate change, do we have to go rewrite the whole document again? Or how much of a working, moving, living document are these things?
Most of the time, I mean, I'm looking to plan for flexibility. But also what I'm looking to do is that every year we sit down and talk about and consider what's the business worth, and have that ability to kind of set our value each year. And, you know, what that can do is really keep people tuned into the fact that we have this thing, as opposed to one of those, hey, we drafted that up 15 years ago when we stuck it in our book and it's in the back of some filing cabinet. if we're really kind of forced to look at, you know, where are we at the business? And that's all good business management, right? You're looking at reports, you're, you know, monitoring the checkbook, you're looking at all those things. Looking at that value each year is a way of doing that. But then we've got fallback provisions. If, hey, time's gotten away, we've been too busy, we haven't set that value, then we can have things appraised or, you know, other ways of coming up with values. So it's a lot about really just setting the, here's what the process is going to be, as opposed to, well, if you leave, you get paid $50,000, period. You know, that's usually not the document. So they are more living and reacting, but they also do need to be, you know, thought about and fine-tuned as time goes on. But I just think the process of making all of those decisions are usually really helpful for the whole group and really thinking about things that you aren't real comfortable to think about.
A farming operation, and you're bringing the next generation, and obviously mom and dad are the owners. They're the, you know, they're the ones that are driving this whole truck, so to speak. But how much, and I'm sure it depends on the relationship and the family, but how much can the kids really drive this as far as being the next generation? I'm not talking about holding mom and dad hostage that if you don't give us this, we're leaving, and this, that, and the other thing.
Well, those things happen too.
Well, I'm sure they do. But as far as these documents putting them together, mom and dad still have to be the driving force in making this work for the whole family, don't they?
Well, I think there's an important distinction to be drawn between ownership and management. And sometimes, you know, kids are real interested in ownership, right? You hear the horror story of the neighbor that went to the nursing home for 10 years and they lost the farm. And certainly that's a piece of things. But often I think more what those kids are craving is a voice in the operation, learning, having some responsibility and, you know, not ownership from a dollars and cents perspective, but ownership in the sense of, hey, I'm part of this team. And really, those are two separate things. So this buy-sell is really talking more about the ownership piece of things. But that management piece, you know, that's a fair discussion to have. And it's interesting, a couple months ago, I was at a farm professionals meeting, and the extension folks had done a survey of farmers in transition and, you know, having the younger generation, the retiring generation, you know, all getting their voices about this. And it actually seemed like both sides, that the parents were saying, hey, it should be the kids driving this. You know, that's what's going to show me that you're serious about it. And the younger generation saying, well, Jesus, really, mom and dad's assets, they should be driving it. So I don't think it's a clear-cut decision. But what isn't good is both are pointing at each other and nobody's willing to make that first step.
I would think that shows more and more the need for intermediaries, an attorney, a banker, to come in there and say, okay, here's where you're looking at it, here's where you're looking at it. Maybe we better, you know, adjust your sight lines a little bit so that you're all thinking the same way.
Yeah, having that team of trusted professionals. Or if, you know, sometimes that creates tension, right? That was dad's banker, or, well, that was son that went out and got the accountant, and so he's on his side. You know, there's free resources available through the Farm Center for mediation, for discussions of transition planning. You know, they can help get you organized. They've got a new workbook that they've put together that help you kind of, as a family, slowly work through. There's kind of worksheets for people to think through some of these issues and figure out what's important to them. Because, man, if you can tell me where you want to get, I can help you get there. What I can't do is, you know what it is you want, how you see this. Because everybody thinks kind of they're the same. We're all farmers. But, boy, everybody's really different.
Boy, they really are. You know, it seems like more and more it's getting to be that this nursing home situation is really